Hello, I'm Steve Davis. Welcome to this podcast for Australia's National Centre for Vocational Education Research. In the interview you're about to hear, I speak with Andrew Smith from the University of Ballarat about the research paper To Have and To Hold, Retaining and Utilising Skilled People, which he produced with Eddie Oskowski and Chris Selby-Smith from Charles Sturt University. The report looks at ways Australian employers are holding on to and attracting skilled staff during a time of low unemployment and skills shortages. As you'll hear, there's much that is counterintuitive in the findings. In the report, it says a key driver for retaining and utilising skilled people is the presence of a learning orientation in an organisation. So I began by asking Andrew to define what was meant by that.
It might be worth starting with saying what it isn't. Some people, I think, jump to the conclusion that a learning orientation, or I think we actually use the term a learning culture in the report, means the presence of a lot of training courses and things. And although we think training is actually quite important to attracting and retaining staff, it's not quite what we mean by a learning culture. In a learning culture or a learning orientation, we're really talking about a whole management philosophy. And that philosophy is really about running, if you like, an open style of management, a style of management that allows people to contribute, that allows people to share knowledge and ideas. But probably the most important part of it is a management philosophy that recognizes the importance of giving people in the organization at all levels a chance to grow and develop.
Well, according to your report, these opportunities for skilled people to grow and develop come about through so-called high-performance work practices. And the way I read your report, it appears that these strategies sit on a continuum from the expected and less effective at one end to innovative and highly effective at the other. Would you agree?
Yeah, we are saying, I think we're saying something like that, Steve. What we say in the report is that there's a lot of factors that feed into whether or not people stay with an organisation or whether they leave. I think what our report showed was that there are two sets of factors here, one which you've referred to as the less effective ones, and we've called those, if you like, hygiene factors. And the hygiene factors are important because they keep people satisfied at work, but they're not the things that actually stop them from leaving. Things like better paying conditions, having a better workplace to work in, having an employer that tries to engender a happier workplace culture, team working, and those sorts of things. Those are important. But at the end of the day, what we found was it was another set of factors. Am I getting opportunities to develop and grow in this job, in this organization? And we've called those the kind of motivating factors. Those are the factors that actually motivate people to stay with an employer. So it might well be, for instance, that in fact people decide to stay with an employer where they're relatively less well paid than they could be because they perceive that that employer is giving them the opportunity to grow and develop. That is, they're giving them training, they're moving them around the organisation, they're showing interest in their career and so on.
Can you give us an example of this approach at work somewhere in Australia?
Yes, I mean, in the case studies that we did, we found lots of different examples of how organisations and companies try and do this for their employees. And what we typically found was those companies that were successful at holding on to their employees were ones that deliberately asked themselves the question, how can we develop the careers of the people who are working for us? And they would have a plan. So, for instance, we looked at one organisation, a major bank, that actually suffered from very high levels of turnover amongst its business banking staff. That's typically younger graduates who are working in the area of, you know, high finance, if you like, with business accounts. And they are subject to poaching by headhunters all the time and tend to move around very much between different financial institutions. This particular bank decided it had to do something different with its career structure in order to keep them. So what it did was actually turn its whole career development structure on its head by allowing people to actually rise up the ranks in the organisation, not so much by taking on more and more responsibility for managing people, which they often found was a bit of a turn-off for people, but by taking on more specialised roles and getting paid accordingly. So people who had particular sets of skills, in this case we're dealing with business banking customers, could actually rise up to a very senior level in the organisation and in fact get very high levels of pay by, if you like, sticking to what they were good at, which was customer relations and working with customers, rather than having to tread the traditional route, you know, of going up the corporate ladder by going up through more senior management jobs all the time and taking on more responsibility for managing in the organisation, and thereby actually removing themselves from what they were good at and what actually gave them satisfaction in their job. When it comes to training, the most effective training that actually seemed to correlate with people staying in the organization was what's called nationally recognized training. That is training that's certificated or accredited, in which the employee actually gets a certificate and a qualification that they can use on the labor market and which, in their eyes, improves their marketability. And they felt, I think, that when organizations were prepared to invest in the extent of giving them that kind of training that led to a qualification, then they were working for an organization that was genuinely interested in them as individuals and would tend to stay with them as a result.
Now, that does sound very counterintuitive to me, because you're suggesting that where skilled people are in demand and where they can command higher wages, that the best way to attract and keep them is to actually help them gain the qualifications that make it easier for them to leave. But the very fact that you do that means they're more likely to stay with you and work for lower pay.
Absolutely. And there is a big myth, I think, in training, that in training circles, that that employers who give that kind of general training, if you like, training that can be used to actually market yourself to another employer, will actually lose out, because other employers will come along and simply poach their trained staff. And I think what we found was that really isn't true at all. That really is a myth.
Well, it sounds like there's an opportunity here for training organisations to look for closer partnerships with these organisations that are focused on employee development. But it's probably going to take a new approach. What's your advice to people running training organisations? What do you think the employers are looking for?
What they're interested in is RTOs that come to them and say, look, you know, we know that you're working in a highly competitive labour market. We know that you need to do a lot of sophisticated things to both attract good people and hold on to them when they come into the organisation. How can we work with you to make that planning better? So it demands a kind of more strategic approach by RTOs, perhaps going in, if you like, to the organisation at a higher level rather than a lower level, of interacting and dealing with CEOs, chief executive officers, and HR directors, rather than with training officers, and selling their services in terms of helping the organization develop a sort of a holistic strategy to employee development, rather than simply, you know, trying to sell them a training course.
Thanks for listening to this podcast produced by the National Center for Vocational Education Research. To download your copy of To Have and To Hold, Retaining and Utilizing Skilled People, go to www.ncver.edu.au.